the rest of the story. Sergeant Ron Kennedy reclined on his bunk, staring at the blank ceiling of the prisoner's barracks. It was that time of the afternoon again, time for the camp pharmacist to drop by. As allies and fellow POWs, Sergeant Kennedy and his medical corpsman friend ought to have had much in common, but as it turned out, they did not even speak the same language. Sergeant Kennedy spoke a little French. The pharmacist spoke no English, so it fell to the former to instruct the latter, and hence these daily visits, during which the young Frenchman tackled the mysteries of the English language. Occasionally, frequently, in fact, he became exasperated. How come blackberries are red when they're green? And sometimes he would say, it's impossible. Why doesn't laughter rhyme with daughter? They're spelled the same. Why doesn't waked rhyme with naked? Ron would smile. At least English adjectives didn't have to agree in gender and number with the nouns they modified, he would say. And the two once again would call a truce in the war of the words and continue with the day's lesson. There seemed nothing extraordinary, really, about Sergeant Kennedy's pupil, but Ron found him fascinating. You see, Ron knew the rest of the story. That when the Germans brought him to Camp Alton Grabo, there was a battle wound in his back. Grenade shrapnel was still inside, and the shrapnel that nearly killed him would have, except that the young Frenchman was wearing a knapsack which slowed the searing metal fragments. Lucky, thought Sergeant Kennedy. And his luck did not end there. A French doctor in the camp hurriedly taught him the basics of pharmacy so that he could have a job with privileges. So before long, he was the pharmacist for the camp infirmary, dispensing medication, giving injections, and best of all, provided he was carrying his medical bag, he was free to visit any enclosure at Alton Grabo as he desired. And that's how the Frenchman met Ron Kennedy. And that's how Ron Kennedy became the Frenchman's English tutor. But life in the German POW camp was more grim than it sounds. The way the winters were merciless, the discipline was harsh, and worse still, nobody had any idea how long it would take the Allies to win the war, or for that matter, whether they'd win at all. For the young pharmacist, the war ended 26 months later, when by another stroke of good fortune, he was released in an exchange of medical personnel. Yet of all of the challenges he faced during his more than 2 years as a POW, the one for which he was most grateful was learning English. He never heard from Sergeant Kennedy after that, but he would never forget him. For with his help, that young Frenchman crashed through a language barrier, beyond which awaited a success of which neither could ever have dreamed. You see, prior to the First World War, the pharmacist at Camp Alton Grabo was a performer. He was a singer who dared not venture beyond the music halls of his own homeland because it was the only language he knew. But once upon a wartime, that young POW learned enough English to work in England, and eventually to work in America, where his straw hat and his cane, don't get ahead of me now, where his straw hat and his cane and his inimitably suave style would become legends of their own. Did you guess already? The young Frenchman, the POW pharmacist, was Maurice Chevalier. Now you know the rest of the story.